はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京。
ヨシです。
高瀬です。
Peter here, Survival Phrases number 48. As always brought to you by Air Clara and the Translation and Interpretation Specialists. Nagase Connection! Back again for the first time in a long time.
What did you say?
What connection?
He said Nagasa Connection.
No, I said key.
I thought he said Nagase Connection.
Takase Connection?
We are Nagasaki Connection.
Yay!
Yay!
It's all on tape. I have proof that I said Nagasaki connection. Ki, ki.
You said Nagasa connection.
Of course, because what comes next is the ki. You didn't give me a chance to finish. I said I was building up for the Nagasa, and then I was about to say ki, and then you were like, oh, well, all right. Are you the first day back in a long time and already causing trouble.
Well, can we leave now?
I think he got mixed up with Nagasaki and Takase together. So it's like Nagase.
Nanase.
Nanase.
Are we done here? Are we about done?
大丈夫です。
It's nice to have some discipline around here, though, I must admit. A little scary, right? You missed Halloween, but I see you haven't lost the scary side. Okay. So, we're back. Let's see.Yoshi-san, I'm leaning towards saying this is a bit of an archaic survival phrases because I don't think it's used as much as it was about 10 years ago and before that.
That's right.
Now, the frequency of this phrase has plummeted, especially for people residing in Japan. However, if you're coming to Japan, this just may come in very handy at some point. Yoshi-san, what are we talking about today?
Telephone card.
Telephone card.And of course, this is used with what, Yoshi-san?
公衆電話.
Public phones. Now, when I first came to Japan about 7 years ago, there were public phones everywhere. Nowadays, they're pulling them out everywhere, and the number has plummeted. I mean, you need directions just to get to a public phone. And that's because of the rise of the cell phone, and especially in Japan. Now, Takase. Sorry it's been so long. Takase-san.
Hi.
Yoshi-san, please ask the question for me. I want to ask her, when was the last time she used the phone? So just please ask for me. Good luck.
Takase-san, when was the last time you used public phone?
A few months ago.
Yoshi-san, how about yourself?
When I came back from the States, so it was in the end of February.
Yeah, and I can't remember the last time that I used one. So for people in Japan, most people have the cell phones now. But if you're coming to Japan and you're going on a trip,It may be a really good idea to pick up a telephone card, just because in case you need to call someone, a friend, if you meet someone, or just to have it around, as you can use it with most public phones. Okay, so in today's conversation, we're going to get you a telephone card. We're going to explain how to ask for one, and then what denomination you'll want. Okay, so let's get into today's conversation. The following conversation will take place at a convenience store. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
テレホンカードはありますか?
はい、あります。
1000円のカードをお願いします。
はい、どうぞ。
One more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
テレホンカードはありますか?
はい、あります。
1000円のカードをお願いします。
はい、どうぞ。
This time, Takase-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese, and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
テレホンカードはありますか?
Do you have telephone cards?
はい、あります。
Yes, we have them.
1000円のカードをお願いします。
1,000 yen telephone card, please.
はい、どうぞ。
Yes, here you are. Okay, before we dissect this conversation, before we give you some cultural insight and some tips...Let's just go through the vocab in today's lesson.
テレホンカード
Telephone card.
テレホンカードテレホンカード
This comes from the two English words, telephone and card. Now, can we just break this down? Because even for me, this pronunciation, the telephone pronunciation, is a bit tricky. So can you give us the two words individual? One more time. Telephone.
Telephone.
And just break it down.
Telephone. Telephone.
Telephone. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
And then followed by?
Card.
Got a long vowel in there. One more time. Just break that down.
Card. Card.
Okay. So these words appear in katakana and derived from the English words telephone and card. Of course, they're a bit different meanings. Now, what this is, it's a small card, about the size of a credit card, and it's very thin. And most public phones, most of the phones that I've seen in Japan, are equipped with a slot for these cards to go into. Now, these cards are very flimsy. They're very bendable. They used to come in different denominations, like a wide variety, back when telephone cards were very popular. This was a common way. A lot of people use public phones to make calls, so they would come in very high denominations. Nowadays, the denominations aren't that high, so we're going to have to check the site. If you come by JapanesePod101.com, we'll have information up there about what denominations they go up to currently and what they went up to in the past. Now, even nowadays, some people carry a 1,000 yen telephone card just in case your cell phone, the battery runs out, or something comes up, you're out of range. So it's kind of like an insurance policy. And this is the one type of telephone card. Now, they also have an IC card. Now, this is a bit off the topic, and again, we'll have something on the site about this, but newer phones are equipped with an IC telephone card, which is a bit different what we're talking about today. But on the site, we'll have something about this. Okay? Now, I personally carry a 1,000 yen telephone card. Yoshi-san, do you carry one?
Yes, I do.
And Takase?
No.
You have a lot of faith in the cell phone system in Japan, right?
No.
Why don't you carry one?
Well, I always have coins. I don't need one.
Excellent point. You don't necessarily need a telephone card to make a call in Japan. As the public phones, they take coins. But let me ask you this, Takase-san and Yoshi-san. What benefit would you have using a telephone card over coins?
It's bendable.
Yes, and I guess you can use it to protect yourself in case of mugging and some other things. It's pretty sharp, a couple of round, you know, the rounded corner. It looks like it could do some damage. But I think the main reason is if you've ever attempted to use coins on a public phone, you're going to just keep putting them in. You get for 10 yen, you get 10 seconds. Also, you don't get change, Takase-san, if you put in 100 yen and you just want to say hi to your friend. You have to wait till your money runs out. Oh, I still have time. Let's talk to the end because you won't get that change back, will you? Will you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't mind.
Okay, so the benefits, I don't have any proof yet, but I'm very confident from my experience that you get more time for your money using the telephone card as opposed to pumping in coins. Plus, with the coins, you don't get any change back. What you put in stays in. Okay, let's move on to the number we covered in today's lesson.
1,000 yen.
1,000 yen. Break it down.
Se-n-e-n-1,000 yen.
And this comes from the word 1,000 yen, which in Japanese is actually Takase-san?
En.
En. So in English we say yen, we get the Y in there, but in Japanese, no such Y. What's the denomination for 1,000 again?
Sen.
Break it down.
Se-n-sen.
Now the nice thing about this phrase that we introduced today is you'll be alright with a 1,000 yen card. And most places, this is the denomination they sell it in. There are higher ones, but this should be all right for your trip. So this should be enough for your purposes. You don't want to spend too much. You know, you don't want to get a big card and then not use it. So I think this should be good for multi-purposes. Okay? Living in Japan? Insurance policy. Coming from out of town? Nice to have it around so you can make calls. Okay. So the minutes will show up once you put the card in, letting you know how much time you have left. And they'll slowly decrease. So when you put the card in, it'll show you the amount, kind of the credit you have left. Now, if you're making a call landline to landline, the call will be much cheaper than a public phone to a cell phone. When you call a cell phone, you'll see your units drop very fast. Now, this brings us to another one. It's not in today's lesson, but this could come in handy. Yoshi-san, what is the word for public phone? We had it in the beginning, and just give it to us one more time.
公衆電話.
First word, public. Second word, telephone. So let's take a look at the first word.
公衆.
Public. Break it down.
公衆. shu u koshu.
Then we have
denwa.
Break it down.
De n wa denwa.
Put them together.
Koshu denwa.
And how can we ask where is there a public phone?
Koshu denwa wa doko desu ka?
Yeah. And you'll remember this phrase from a previous survival phrases. And you can ask this anywhere, anytime. And we're still at the point where there is a... You shouldn't have to go too far to find the public phone. Most major department stores and things will have them. Okay. Now let's take a look at this conversation one more time and look at the details inside of this. From the top, one more time.
Telephone card wa arimasu ka?
What do we have first?
Telephone card.
Word for telephone card. So telephone card, marked by the topic particle.
Wa.
Followed by?
Arimasu.
The verb to exist for inanimate objects in its polite form. One more time.
Arimasu.
So we interpret this as there is. So telephone card, there is. And finally we have
ka,
which indicates that it's a question. So literally we have telephone card, there is. Question mark. Telephone card, there is. Again, what we have to do is just reverse the order here. Is there a telephone card? That's the literal translation. When we interpret it, do you have telephone cards? And again, this pattern, wa arimasu ka? This stays the same. This is fixed. The only thing that changes is what you're asking about. When you go into a store and you want to ask about something, you say the thing you want and then follow it with arimasu ka? Yoshi-san, for example, let's use that public phone. If we go into a store and I want to know, is there a public phone here?
公衆電話はありますか?
Is there a public phone here? Do you have a public phone? Okay. And what a gracious, gracious convenience store worker we have in Takase-san.
Hi, arimasu.
Yes, there is. Very straightforward. Hi, yes, arimasu. There is. Yes, there is. Straightforward. Followed by?
1000円のカードをお願いします.
Okay, first part here we have the denomination.
1000円.
Okay, 1000 yen. Followed by, this is very important, and this is a key here we have.
No.
Possessive. So, 1000 yens or 1000 yen of?
Card.
Card. 1000 yens card. Card of 1000 yen. Again, we interpret here. Literal. We gave you the literal just now. We interpret 1000 yen card. And this is, we want one, so it's the object marker.
O.
Followed by?
お願いします.
Very polite way of saying please. Now, Yoshi-san, this is extremely polite, but maybe it's a little more difficult to remember than kudasai. So could I say 1000円 no kado wo kudasai?
Mm-hmm.
It works too. What stays the same in this pattern, what you want is marked by the object marker
wo.
Then it's followed by either
お願いします
or
kudasai.
Okay. Then pay the money and we have
はい、どうぞ.
Yes, please. And when you hear this clerk say please, dozo, you know what, Yoshi-san? What action is taking place?
She's passing the card.
Yeah, when you pass something or when you're passed something, you'll hear this phrase. Actually, when you pass something, you should say this. Dozo, please. And when something's passed to you, this will be said. We're running short on time. What we're going to do before we give you the conversation one more time in its entirety is we're going to talk, where can you buy these cards? Now, we mentioned the dialogue took place in a convenience store. So you can get these definitely at a convenience store. We did some surveying. And Yoshi-san, what kind of cards, what denomination cards did they have at a convenience store?
1000円.
1000 yen. Okay, so we're going to do a bit more surveying and we'll see what other denominations turn up. Now, Takase-san, what's another place you can buy these cards? Very popular place to buy these cards.
Kiosk.
Now, is that the Japanese for kiosk? How do we say this in Japanese?
Kiosk.
And break that down for us.
Ki-o-su-ku. Kiosk.
Okay, kiosk. Here you can buy these cards. Usually, in the past, especially in the past, while I was waiting for the train, I'd pick up a couple of these cards. More than the convenience stores. Okay, can you think of any other place that we can get these cards?
自動販売機.
Vending machine. But probably in recent years, this availability has decreased, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And of course, you can get them illegally, the illegal ones, from other places. Takase-san, can you tell us a little
bit
about that?
Do you, Peter? Do you get them?
Before the show, you're the one who brought this up to me.
Ha!
Takase-san.
Well, I don't have anything to say.
Yes, you're used to, like, that's a line you would say to the police. I don't have anything to say, and I want my lawyer. Yeah, we know. Yeah, if you ever wonder why there's sporadic absences. All right, so I think that's going to do it for today. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we'll have that information we promised you and some more things about the IC card, or either that, we'll cover that next week. Also, next week we'll be back with cell phones. You can actually rent a cell phone in Japan while you're here, which is another reason the telephone card has decreased in popularity. Okay, so we'll be back next week with that information. That's going to do it for this week.
また明日。
またね。